Turn to the prophet Joel, chapter 1, verse 2. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, O you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Vividly, the prophet Joel tells us about the trouble that faced his countrymen. The army of the Lord was coming about against them in a multitude that blotted out the sun. They ran on like horses, their teeth ripped open everything in their way like lions. They came without stopping, incessantly, wall upon wall. They came over the walls and through the walls. Left behind them was nothing but a barren wilderness with white toothpicks sticking up out of the ground, trees stripped to their pulp. And the Lord drives home that this would affect every segment of society as He calls to each one of them, you who are older among the group, like to tell stories about the way it was. Forget your stories. Nothing will compare to this. You wine drinkers, mourn, for your supply is cut off as its source. Not only are the grapes all gone, the grape vines are all gone. Land, grieve. Priests, mourn. No one has anything to bring as an offering to the Lord. You young ladies who would like to anticipate marriage, put on sackcloth. There won't be any marriages. Farmers, wail, for your storehouses are empty. The harvest has been destroyed. And the seed for any potential future crop has been consumed. And what does the Lord say about this disaster? He says, don't even think for a moment that those people so affected, those people who are blown up in 9/11, blown away by Katrina, or blown down by the earthquake in Haiti, don't think for a moment that they deserved it more than you did. The Lord says that each one of us needs to take this to heart, that every such natural disaster is a warning that the day of the Lord is coming for you and me. It may be this year, it may be next year, but it's coming. Yes, the Lord demonstrated that this plague of locusts came on Judah because of their sin. But the Lord also demonstrates that we cannot know that other natural disasters come because of a specific sin by Harry or Herman or Haiti, but rather because of sin in general. Sin which every one of us has participated in, sin for which we deserve eternal judgment. And Jesus wrote the editorial on that in connection with the disaster that occurred at the Tower of Siloam, saying, this does not mean that they were worse sinners, but that each one of us must repent or perish. Man's dismay before these natural disasters is nothing compared to the dismay that man will feel on that day when the heavens are rent open and we stand stripped bare before the Almighty and Holy God, falling on our knees confessing, I have sinned. I am guilty. But on that day, we can hear something that we would not believe if we had not been shown such grace. Has anything happened like this before or since? Where sin abounded, grace abounded more. The whole pile of your sins and mine that is heaped up, that will be revealed on that day of judgment, is surpassed by the pile of God's grace that covers it, that sweeps it away and removes it. Yes, for Jesus has already stood for us in that judgment. He took your place in the punishment you deserved. He supplied the righteousness with which we can stand before God on that day of judgment and hear Him say, "Enter into the kingdom prepared for you." And when we stand in Christ, behold how dramatically Jesus and the prophet Joel demonstrates that His blessings will follow. Showing in reverse order from the opening chapter how when they turn back to the Lord, His blessings will come restoring every segment of society. He says then, the land will rejoice. The beasts will be in contentment. The threshing floors will be full and the wine vats overflowing. The sons and daughters will put off their sackcloth and prophesy with joy on the walls of Jerusalem. The old men will forget their stories of old to dream dreams about the kingdom of God. And for you, Jesus assures that when you stand in Him, He will restore paradise. For yes, He Himself died in our place. He has given you His everlasting kingdom. Has there ever been before or since anything that happened like this? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 323, stanzas 1 and 2. Interested, excuse me.